Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another fantastic episode on the Silsila The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we are hopeful that yourselves and your family members are safe and sound. When you make dua for yourself and your family and your community, then remember the ummah in your duas as well. Make dua for those Muslims out there that are going through great trials and tribulations. Those Muslims who are sick and suffering. Those who are suffering at the hands of oppressors as well. Make dua for their complete shifa. Make dua for protection against the oppressors. In the era that we are living in, there is a phenomenon which is prevalent across the globe. And this is human trafficking, human abductions, child abductions and kidnappings as well. Almost every day or second day, one would find in the news that a certain person has been abducted, a certain child has been kidnapped. It is a great worry. It's one of the worst things that a parent in particular can go through. Worst for the person that has been kidnapped, and also worst for that mother and father out there that has to live through this. It is something that is reality and is increasing. And we find it in our neighborhoods. We find it outside the schools. We find it at the malls. So there are certain modus operandi of the kidnappers. Today's topic is about spot the spotters. What does that mean? Who are the spotters? We will cover that and much more, inshallah. We'll also share some wazifa for protection against kidnappers, inshallah azza wa jal. Before that, let's recall the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make those good intentions that, ya Allah azza wa jal, I am watching, I am listening to this silsila of Madani Channel for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well. Insha'Allahu Azza wa Jal. There are so many wonderful blessings for the fortunate Muslims that recite an abundance of salawat, durood-e paak, salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a summary of a hadith, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that adorn, decorate your gatherings by reciting salat upon me. For this recitation of salat upon me, noorul lakum yawm al-qiyamah, will be noor, will be light for you on the day of judgment. Who is not in need of that light of salvation, of the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When everybody is going to be nafsi, nafsi, myself, myself only, on that day will be individualism, myself only. So we will all be in need. After establishing our 5 times salah, fulfilling whatever obligatory actions and ibadat are there, fulfilling each other's rights, doing our best to obey the commands of the Quran, trying to practice the sunnah, staying away from evil, trying to do good, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must try to recite salawat and durood pak every day. That's in my benefit and in your benefit as well. Benefit in this world, the grave and the hereafter as well. So the intelligent person will invest for the hereafter, will plant the seeds of good deeds here on planet earth so that there is comfort in the grave and there is salvation in the akhirah, in the afterlife. So dedicate some time every day. For whose benefit? For your benefit. Dedicate some time to recite the Quran. Kanzul Iman is available in English. You can get the hard copy, you can download the free ebook from dawoodislami.net. Miftahul Ihsan is available, subhanallah, which is a tafsir of that commentary of the Quran. Dedicate some time to recite Durood e Pak a minimum of 313 times daily. Dedicate some time to recite Dhikrullah, Istighfar, and to learn something of Deen every day. If you want material, Dawood Islami has the material. You can download over 300 books and booklets in English from dawoodislami.net for free. Or you can obtain the hard copy from Maktabatul Madina, which is the publications department and bookshop of Dawood Islami. We have a wonderful kalam as always. So let's listen, let's be inspired. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Yaad nabi ka gulshan mehka mehka lagta hai mehfil mein maujood hai aqa aisa lagta hai.
Yaad nabi ka gulshan mehka mehka lagta hai.
Yaad nabi ka gulshan mehka mehka lagta hai.
Mehfil mein maujood hai aqa aisa lagta hai.
Mehfil mein maujood hai aqa aisa lagta hai.
Naam-e-Muhammad kitna meetha meetha lagta hai. Naam-e-Muhammad kitna meetha meetha lagta hai. Pyare Nabi ka zikr bhi humko pyara lagta hai. Pyare Nabi ka zikr bhi humko pyara lagta hai.
Yaad Nabi ka gulshan mehka mehka lagta hai. Mehfil mein maujood hai aqa aisa lagta hai.
Lab par naghme salle ala ke haathon mein parcham. Lab par naghme salle ala ke haathon mein parcham. Dekho to sarkar ka mangta kaisa lagta hai. Dekho to sarkar ka mangta kaisa lagta hai.
Yaad-e-Nabi ka gulshan mehka mehka lagta hai. Mehfil mein maujood hai aqa aisa lagta hai.
Aankhon mein mazaag ka surma sar taha ka taaj. Aankhon سرما سرتاہا کا تاج، کیسے کہوں رحمت والا ہم جیسا لگتا ہے، کیسے کہوں رحمت والا ہم جیسا لگتا ہے،
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا لگتا ہے، محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے،
واس کتب ابدال کلندر سب اس کے محتاج، غوث کتب ابدال کلندر سب اس کے محتاج، میرا داتا ہر داتا کا داتا لگتا ہے، میرا داتا ہر داتا کا داتا لگتا ہے،
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا لگتا ہے، محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے،
اودنا کی سیج سجی ہے عرش بری پہ، آجو ادنا کی سیج سجی ہے عرش بری پہ، آج حق کا دلارا باندھ کے صحرا دولہا لگتا ہے، حق کا دلارا باندھ کے صحرا دولہا لگتا ہے،
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا لگتا ہے، محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے،
آؤ سنا اپنے نبی کو اپنے من کی بات، آؤ سنائے اپنے نبی کو اپنے من کی بات، ان کے علاوہ کون نیازی اپنا لگتا ہے، ان کے علاوہ کون نیازی اپنا لگتا ہے،
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا لگتا ہے، محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے،
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. What a beautiful kalam, subhanallah. I'm sure you enjoyed it as well. We don't need to listen to music that is out there, the filth and the muck and the dirt, and fill our ears with sins and with obscenities and vulgarism. We have so many options available. If you go on to social media and you type in Naat Production, this is an official channel of Dawat Islami, where you can get so many Hamd Sharif, Naat Sharif, Manqabat, Munajat. These are the things we need to listen to. We need to listen to the recitation of the glorious Quran to build and strengthen our spirituality, so then that attacks of shaitan, we can comfortably ward it off. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif, time and again. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're talking about spot the spotters. Now spotters are certain individuals that are on the payroll of kidnappers. They are people that are placed in certain areas, in malls, in public spaces, and their job, they get paid for this. Per child that they direct the kidnappers to abduct, they get a certain percentage, like a commission or a salary. So they'll be in certain areas, mostly public spaces and malls. They'll be dressed very nice usually. Generally, there are probably exceptions, but generally, they're dressed very nice and neat. And you wouldn't suspect this person of being a spotter. The spotter's job is to spot a potential individual to kidnap, either himself to kidnap or to inform the kidnappers that here is a good catch, and they will follow their trail and eventually they will try to abduct. And in many cases, this is how they do it. So these are the spotters. The next time you go to the mall, the next time you are in public spaces, especially if you have little kids, then you need to have an eagle eye on them at every second. There must not be a moment that they are out of your sight. Never allow them to drift away and talk to some strangers. Now the spotters, they could be males, they could be females, they could be men, they could be women. They will be dressed nicely, neatly, on the phone, and you think that they are paying no attention to you. They want to divert your attention so that you don't suspect them. They could be standing around, maybe in a corner or, you know, amongst people, sitting down, just busy on their phone, talking. In all probability, they're talking to kidnappers. Now, I'm not saying we must become delusional and paranoid and suspect every single person. You need to be aware that this potential danger, it exists and it's there. It's happening. The spotters are there as well. So they're dressed in fine clothes. They're very charming. They speak very well. They are very friendly. These are some of the signs. Again, not to say everybody who's like this is a spotter, but keep your guard up all the time. If you're sitting next to somebody or somebody approaches you, hey, your kids are so nice, so wonderful, they praise your children, parents' heart will melt. But how do you know? I'm not saying judge the person that this person is a spotter, is a kidnapper, no. But that part must be somewhere in your mind that there's a possibility that this individual is a spotter. That must be there in your mind. The potential is there. So your guard must never be left down. So they'll engage in conversations. What a friendly person. What a well-mannered person. You know, neat and sounds so kind and compassionate. All of that, those are tricks to lower your guard. So when you're out and about and you have children, make sure you are holding their hands. Make sure they are within your radar, that you're able to see them at every moment. Because kidnapping, human trafficking is a multi-billion dollar business. It's a business. And for each child, especially little girls and little boys, for each child, there's a percentage that spotter is getting, the kidnappers are getting, many of them being shipped off to unknown areas, unknown to themselves, maybe to certain places far away via ship, via sea, they are sent. And evil things are done to them. It is a parent's worst nightmare. And there is unexplainable trauma for the one being kidnapped and their loved ones, their parents in particular. But we must always take necessary precautions. The moment you step out of your house, take the precautions. You need to look around, especially the fathers out there and mothers, but especially the fathers. If the mother is holding the children's hand, the father must be the rear guard, walking behind. And not staring and looking at each person's face, making others uncomfortable, no. Casually, just looking, even with a smile on your face, no problem. But looking to see who is standing where, what is happening around you. So even if the spotter is on his phone and he's, you know, you think he's busy in some important conversation, the potential spotter I'm talking about, and he just glances in your direction and he sees, okay, you know, this dad, this father, this mother, they're looking around, you know, like I can't like really make a move as such. They are wary. It's about being wary, being aware of your surroundings. And when certain kidnappers who had been caught and put into prison, and some of them were interviewed, one of the things they mentioned is their easy targets are children that don't listen to the parents, or there's not a healthy relationship between them and their parents. Those are easy targets. So what is the relationship between me, myself, and my child? Ask yourself this question. I need to ask myself this one. Do I have a strong bond? Do I have a healthy relationship? Have I developed a good understanding relationship with my child? Am I approachable? Or am I so stringent and strict that my child fears to even ask me a question? If that's the case, your child will ask those questions to people outside. And if you don't tell your children that you love them, and if you don't display that affection, that compassion and attention, they want attention. Balance has to be there. We can't give in to everything that they demand, of course. But that attention, if that's missing, guess what's going to happen? They will receive that attention from outside the house. And then how did my son get a girlfriend? How did my daughter get a boyfriend? How? They're getting attention. Are you giving the attention? A little son needs female attention, which is fulfilled by the mother. No attention from the mother? Guess what happens? A little daughter needs male attention, which is supposed to be fulfilled by the father. That doesn't happen. Guess what happens? That male and female attention is welcomed outside the house. And if you don't tell your children that you love them, kiss them on the cheek, kiss them on the forehead, embrace them, show them, say it and show them in word and deed. If we don't do this, then somebody outside there who does not truly love them, nobody else can love one unconditionally besides the mother and father. This is a fact. Nobody else. Everybody else will love, but there will be something that they want from that relationship. Only the mother and father loves unconditionally. So if we don't tell them we love them, somebody from the outside who doesn't really love them and wants something from them, whatever it may be, will tell them that they love them and they'll believe them. Subhanallah. So those children are vulnerable that they don't have a healthy relationship between themselves and their parents. Kidnappers who have been caught have admitted this. These are the kind of children that they prey on. And you know what? There's another thing that they have mentioned. These interviews are there on social media. You can check it out for yourself. Another thing they mentioned, that household, if there's no father in the house, then it's an easy target for for us. Go and see the so-called civilized world. How many households are run by a single parent, in most cases the mother. And at the same time, go and see the kidnapping cases in the civilized world. Have a look. And the kidnappers, they say, if the father is there, especially if he's, you know, it seems intimidating, then we don't really take a chance. Fathers, you are the protectors of your family. You are the shepherd of the flock. You are the one in charge of the house. Are you fulfilling your responsibility? Questions we need to ask. Subhanallah. At the end of the day, the all-powerful is none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is in charge, He is in control. Do not be alone. What I'm sharing with you, share with your children. Share with other Muslims. Share with your community. Try not to be alone. Wherever you are, wherever you are going to, especially if you're going to return home late, make sure that your loved ones, or at least one person that you trust, maybe your parents, maybe your spouse, your children, your siblings, at least one person knows about your whereabouts, knows where you are going to be or where you are at what time. If you've got a meeting in a different city, a different place, inform them, you know, from around this time, I'm going to be going for a meeting or whatever reason. In this place, I'm going to be meeting with this person. You don't need to advertise it on social media. Tell your loved ones, inform at least one person, so they know in case anything happens, maybe you have a breakdown. And maybe your phone battery is dead. No communication. At least somebody knows where you are and can try to send out messages and inquiries as well. Teach your children never ever to speak to strangers. Many of the strangers are spotters. Remember, they are friendly. They present a very nice character and demeanor that you won't suspect this kind of a person. Many of them. This is the general rule. So strangers normally, to get close to children, they're going to behave friendly. You know, do you like cats? Do you like sweets? Do you like, you know, kittens? I've got so many at home. So this is where a very practical method to teach the children come in, and it's called role playing. Role playing is fun for kids and grown-ups as well, but teaches the lessons practically. So you say, okay, let's play a game. You put your hand like this or like this, however you want to, and act as like that's your phone. I will phone you. I put my hand, I'll phone you. Hello, am I speaking to so-and-so? Take the name of your child. Okay, I'm the friend of your mother. I'm the friend of your father. You know, we went to school together and they're always talking about you. I would like to meet you. I know them very well. I am their best friend. Tell your child. Teach your child in that conversation to mention. Okay, let me just talk to my parents first. No, no, there's no need in that. You know, we went to school together and, you know, I know your mother or your father from a very long time. We are best of friends. They will try to convince. Sorry, let me speak to my parents first. Thank you, bye. Put the phone off. One example I'm giving you. Another example of role playing to prepare for possible problems, potential problems. Prevention is better than cure. That if somebody grabs you, what must you do? There is a secret sign or a silent sign that you need help by placing the thumb inside here and doing this without saying anything and showing people, meaning I need help. learn it and teach your children. And if somebody grabs you, you tell your child, just think, I'm going to grab you now. So now you're going to scream loud, shout for help. You're going to drop yourself on the floor, making your body heavy. You're going to try to hold their legs. You're going to try to bite. And don't forget, ask Allah for help above all. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. This must be ingrained in their minds. Allah is in charge. Allah will help me. And yes, ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for help. Ask Ghawth-e Paak for help. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them permission to help. Why leave that door closed? So teach them practically through role playing. Subhanallah. If a stranger comes to pick up your child from school, from madrasa, and claims that, you know, I'm your parents, a cousin, they're a little bit busy, or they are at the hospital, something happened to your mother, something happened to your father, they said, I must quickly come and get you and take you to the hospital, quickly, let's go. Then your child needs to go to the teacher. This is what you need to train them with. Run to the teacher. Don't even entertain the stranger. Say, go straight to the teacher. Somebody is there saying this. The teacher will know what to do. They'll phone the mother, phone the father to confirm it. Or your child, you can teach them certain code words. That if, you know, maybe in a situation that they can't just run away. So, okay, what's the code word of my parents? That code word can be anything, anything, but something simple for them to remember it. And only you must know as a mother, father, and the child must know. The code word is whatever it can be. One word, short word, simple, easy word for them to remember. And then they'll say, if they ask the person, what's the code word? What code word? So the parent now, if they do send somebody, then they would inform that individual. Somebody obviously they trust, maybe an uncle or auntie, a grandparent, that okay, this is the code word, don't share with anybody. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a worst case scenario, if a child is abducted, the first few hours are the most critical and crucial in missing child cases. It's important to immediately spread the word out there. And social media is the best platform to do this. Social media. Whatever social media accounts you have, spread it out. Contact your local police authorities and even before that, raise your hands. Allah is in charge, remember. Allah Azza wa Jal is in control. Allah Azza wa Jal knows everything. Subhanallah. Raise your hands. Make dua. And then do all of these things here. Spread the message out far and wide. One needs to have a digital copy of the picture of your child. A latest, maybe every 6 months, take a picture. But not to put on social media, unless it's instances like this, where the child is missing. Remember, the first few hours are the most critical. And give all the details. They were in this place at this time, wearing these clothing. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Another danger is online. Our children should not be on online chats, period. The predators are there. The kidnappers, they're using technology. They are online, pretending to be children. Meaning, there's so many different online social media chats. They go into these, pretending to be maybe a boy or a girl of this age, 13 years or something, they'll hook up online with a 13-year-old girl. I'm a 13-year-old boy. You know, I live in your neighborhood. Because so much of our information is out there on social media, they do their research. And the child will think, hey, this is a boy that goes to my school. She doesn't know there's a grown-up man on the other side who's a predator, who's a kidnapper. Experiments have been done already. Social experiments have been done. How easy it is to lure boys and girls, especially girls. So pay attention to this. Arm your children with tools that will help them. We have a short video clip. Afala, we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Noble Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated that no Muslim visits a sick fellow Muslim in the morning except that 70,000 angels send dua of forgiveness for this person up until the evening. And if he was to visit him in the evening, then 70,000 angels pray upon him up until the morning. 70,000 angels doing dua for that person. All he did was what? Visit another Muslim? For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ultimately, that's what is important. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether that person be ill. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It said that when a person visits he who is ill, whosoever visits a sick person, a caller, an angel shall call out, Tibta wa taba mamshak, may you be purified. May your steps be blessed. And may you receive a home in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Adivya Zamadar Inshallah, visiting the sick, this builds love amongst people. Truly it does. It builds communities. It builds respect and reverence. Mutual honor. It softens a person's heart. Of course, the bonds within a community are strengthened. And ultimately, it brings about immense reward. If someone is unwell, go and visit them. Call them at least. Message them. Ultimately, do dua for them too. Especially behind their backs, do dua for them. If you do so, inshallah, the angels, 70,000, inshallah, will pray for you. 70,000, all you have to do is go and visit another Muslim. Subhanallah. May Allah Ta'ala make us from amongst those who regularly do this. Allahumma ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah azawajal. Beautiful madani pearls of advices. So we're talking about spot the spotters. Spot them. Make it difficult for criminals. As we put up our security barriers, our electric fences, we raise our walls, we install cameras, an alarm system, we pay a security company to do patrols, we get the best locks, the best systems of security systems. Don't forget spiritual security. When your children, when yourself are about to leave the house, whether it's on a normal weekday that they are going to school or madrasa, or you're going out on an outing as a family, recite 29 times, Ya Muhaiminu, Ya Muhaiminu, Ya Muhaiminu. 29 times. With Durud Sharif once before and after, and to them, blow on yourself. Blow on each of the children, blow on each member of the family. That's for your personal protection, for protection of your material items like your phone, your tablet, your wallet, your money. Recite 10 times, Ya Jalilu, Ya Jalilu, Ya Jalilu. Rudra Park once before and after, and just do them blow on those items. Amir Ahl-Sunnah Dawud Barakatum Al-Aliya, the founder of Dawud Islami, the great scholar of Islam, the Kamil Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, has taught us. You may have heard this on Madani channel. He has taught us that when you're making wudu, and each part, each limb that you are washing, recite Ya Qadiru. This is one of the sifat and beautiful attributes of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya Qadiru, Ya Qadiru, Ya Qadiru. You're washing each limb, Ya Qadiru, and in between, Durud-i Pak, As-salatu wassalamu alayka, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, through the blessings of this, a person will remain protected against kidnappers. The Ruhani Ilaj Department, Spiritual Cures Department of Dawat-e-Islami, also has a specific ta'weez for protection against kidnappers. Make sure you visit a stall near you, a Ruhani Ilaj stall near you, for this ta'weez, for yourself and for each member of your family. There are many tools available. You just need to apply it. Apply it so that we remain safe and sound. Through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, something will happen only which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. Not even a leaf of a tree falls to the ground without the permission of Allah. He is fully aware of it. The all-knowing, the all-seeing, the all-hearing, the all-powerful. Keep turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ingrain Islamic values and teachings in the lives of your children, or if you have grandchildren, nieces, nephews. If you want empowerment, you want motivation, encouragement, you want support for this, Dawat-e-Islami is there. What are you waiting for? Ask those who are in it. The one regret they have is not having joined sooner. There's absolutely nothing to lose. But what you will gain, it's not going to happen like this overnight. Rome was not built in a day, as they say. For every ijtima that you attend, for every class that you attend, for every course that you attend, for every dars that you attend, that you deliver, that you listen to, you will pick up one thing here, two things here, one thing there, for your self-development. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, protect us, our families, our offspring and the Muslims against all types of criminals, criminal elements, criminal activities as well. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.